The case against Dominique Strauss-Kahn has riveted France. His arrest sparked a national debate about the treatment of women and the role of the media. It also upended French politics. Prior to his arrest, Mr. Strauss-Kahn was seen as a potential challenger to French President Sarkozy in next year's presidential election. Sylvie Kaufmann is editorial director of the national newspaper Le Monde. She's on the line from Paris. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
How's this being viewed in France?
I would say there was a sense of vindication in a way, you know, that the sense that there had been a rush to judgment, you know, that French people had been very, very much shocked by the pictures of Dominique Strauss-Kahn leaving police station handcuffed between policemen. And this was widely seen as a very unfair treatment. So yesterday there was relief, but at the same time, the fact that the reputation of this man has been destroyed, the fact that he lost his very important job of at the head of the IMF at a time of big economic crisis, and probably that he lost his chance to be the next president of France, all this is seen now with quite a lot of puzzlement.
Mm. Is there a feeling that he has a political career to pick up in France, if not in this presidential election, some other capacity?
Well, of course, there's the big question mark of the procedure and the trial. Will there be a trial? We all heard here Kenneth Thompson, the lawyer for the victim, saying in a very, very crude way and very graphic way that the accusation still stood. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the story is not over for Dominique Strauss-Kahn, and he cannot come back so far to France. He still has to stay in the U.S. So it's very difficult to make plans for his political future, of course, and we have no idea if he will be able to run. I'm personally doubtful because the prospects seem quite complicated for him.
You spoke to our colleague Jackie Lydon on Weekend Edition Sunday a few weeks ago and talked about the fact that Dominique Strauss-Kahn's arrest and the stories that tumbled out about him seemed to be giving a voice to victims of sexual harassment in France. Does that change now that this prosecution might be reversed?
This is a very good question, because it is true that something has happened in the past few weeks in France, and a lot of commentators have said there would be a before DSK and one after DSK. So does this decision yesterday change this? I'm not sure. Probably you have to make a distinction between voters, if he's a candidate, and the deeper impact of this story on the French society. I personally think a few things have changed in regards to the treatment of women in France and the attitude of politicians towards women. One government minister did have to resign. He's charged with rape. That was a direct consequence because his accusers came out after the arrest of Dominique Strauss-Kahn, though, of course, the story is totally unrelated. Then you had the appointment of Christine Lagarde, for instance, to replace Dominique Strauss-Kahn as the head of the IMF. And Christine Lagarde did play the woman card. And a lot of elected women have spoken out about their relationship with men in the political world. So I do think, yes, things have changed, at least a little bit.
Sylvie Kaufmann, editorial director of Le Monde, speaking from Paris. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.